Hey everybody, we're going to be finishing out the book of 1 Thessalonians today, and we'll be reading verses 16 through 28 of chapter 5. So this is 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 28. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do not quench the spirit, do not despise prophecies, but test everything, hold fast what is good, abstain from every form of evil. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful. He will surely do it. Brothers, pray for us. Greet all the brothers with a holy kiss. I put you under oath before the Lord to have this letter read to all the brothers. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. All right, so Paul wraps up his first letter to the Thessalonians with a bunch of final thoughts written in short bursts, which is in contrast to his long winding explanations, exhortations, and teachings that we see throughout earlier parts of his letter and in other epistles. But regardless, one common denominator I see here is a language of encouragement to persevere. You know, these might all seem like separate commands or teachings, but I think one common theme, like a thread that I see here, is a language of encouragement to persevere. Paul encourages us to rejoice always. So don't stop rejoicing, or pray without ceasing, pray all the time, give thanks in all circumstances, hold fast to what is good. He talks about being blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus, which also implies persevering until that day, because as we saw earlier this week, we don't know when that day actually will be. So there's this language of persevering, and as Paul wraps up his letter to the Thessalonians, it sort of seems like he's saying to them, great job, guys. Now keep it up. Keep on going. Now, I don't know about you guys, but it can be quite hard, if we're honest, to persevere when it comes to almost anything in life. I mean, how many of us have started like a workout plan, but never actually saw it all the way through? Or started a book, but never finished it? Resolved to quit that bad habit, but found yourself back on it? I'm sure all of us have experienced this kind of thing, because the reality is that persevering is hard. At some point along the way, we will face bumps and obstacles that will make things difficult and could kind of shake things up. And sometimes, even just straight up roadblocks that will keep us from moving forward. Excuse me. The same thing can be said about the Christian life. Persevering in the faith is challenging. There are days and seasons when we're soaring and all is good. And then there are other days when you're stuck in a rut and can't seem to get out of there. But in the midst of these exhortations, Paul gives us insight into just how we can persevere. In verse 23, he writes, "Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." We saw this in an earlier passage last week, but in short, sanctification, that word you see here in this verse, is the process of becoming holy and more like Christ. That's, the simple definition, understanding of it. We may not use this specific word often. I don't know how many of us use it in our everyday language, but this is likely what many of us are thinking of when we talk about growing in faith. And sanctification is most definitely a lifelong process. Now, if we're not careful, we can be misled and think that sanctification is up to us. That this process of becoming more like Christ is something that I can make happen by being more disciplined or more determined or working harder. But the reality is that, as Paul writes here, the reality is that the God of peace himself is the one who does the work of sanctification. In a case it wasn't clear, Paul then says in verse 24, "He who calls you is faithful. He will surely do it." There's no doubt that there are challenges to the Christian life that make it hard for us to keep on going. But the reality is that we're not doing it alone. God is the one doing the work in us, and He is faithful. He will surely do it. He's doing this work of changing and transforming us and making us more like Him on a daily basis, whether we can always see it or feel it tangibly or not. Now, of course, there are still things that we must do. God is leading us down this path of sanctification, but we're meant to be active participants, not just passive recipients. If we refuse to be with Him or join in this, well, He won't force sanctification upon you. So given that, what are we to do? How are we to join in this? How can we be active? Well, I think the simplest and broadest way to say it is abide in Jesus. When we spend deep, quality time with Jesus, we're bound to become more like Him as He speaks to us, as He ministers to us, and shows us how to live. I think that's at the heart of the three specific commandments that Paul gives in verses 16 through 18. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances. These practices stem from a life of abiding in Jesus. You can't do any of these things unless you're deeply rooted in Him. I mean, prayer in and of itself is an act of going to Him, of submitting yourself to Him, of listening to Him. So these are things that help us to abide in Jesus. So if you're looking for a very practical application today, then I encourage you to take one of those three commandments of rejoicing and praying and giving thanks in all circumstances. I encourage you to take one of these three things if you'd like and make that a regular part of your life if it isn't already. I mean, they all should be. If you want to focus on this, though, I definitely encourage you to do that. But remember, the purpose is to abide in Jesus. And through that, find your relationship with Him deepening. The purpose is to allow Him to speak into your life and sanctify you, to make you increasingly more like Him. And I believe that when we do this, we'll enter into sort of this positive feedback loop where you'll grow in perseverance, which will then lead you to want to be with Jesus even more, and then that'll increase your perseverance and, you know, so on and so forth. And so again, let's abide in Jesus. This call to persevere isn't just about gritting your teeth and just holding on tightly, but when we abide in Jesus, we'll be able to persevere until the day of the Lord, until the end of our lives, and throughout our lifetime. So again, let's abide in, rest in, receive from Jesus on a daily, regular basis. Enjoy Him in every aspect of our lives and allow Him to work in us and sanctify us throughout our life. Let me pray for us to close. Father, we thank You for the fact that You are working in our lives. We may not always be able to see it. It may not always be very tangible. We might not be able to point to certain things and clearly see evidence, very specific evidence of growth or change or transformation. But God, we believe and know that You are working. It says here in Your word that You are working. You are faithful and You will surely do it. Father, help us to just abide in You. To be where You are, to enjoy You, to listen for You, to allow You to minister to us. And that God, that in that way that we would persevere. Because Lord, I believe that as we spend those moments with You, whether it's in prayer and in worship, giving thanks, whatever it might be, Lord, that'll help us to see how good You are. They'll increase our desire to want to persevere, to keep on going, and through that You will change our hearts and again, just be in that cycle, Lord. As we talked about earlier this week, we don't know when You will return. We don't know how our lives will unfold. But God, we want to hold on to You. And so God, I pray that it would begin with just sitting with You, kind of like what we're doing now. Enjoying You, allowing You to speak into our lives. So Father, we thank You for this time together with You. Keep our hearts open throughout the rest of our day. I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.